I'm only actually dead since. Thank you, comrades. Once again, welcome, comrades. And comrades, yes, we know that we've been going through a very difficult time at this moment. And we've been occupying the Helen Bouwde site and the Sissy Bull site, which is in Woodstock, and the Helen Bouwde site next to Somerset Hospital. Things hasn't been easy for us at the moment. We've been going through tough times. And I think this is not the first meeting that we've been calling, and I don't think this is going to be the last meeting that we are calling. And very surprisingly for me, every time when we call these meetings, we're still getting lesser and lesser and lesser by the day. And more by the day, we're getting more evictions, more phone calls, people are getting evicted on a daily basis. So when I look at the audience in front of me, it's so surprising that when you get people, then they tell you, I'm getting evicted. I'm losing my place. You don't know what you must do because I'm not a lawyer. But what we are here for, we are here to stand together. We can only fight this battle when we are standing together and become as one, in one community in Seaport. Not waiting when the port is ready, then people want to come. Unfortunately, the reason why I'm starting this meeting, I don't want to dwell into issues tonight, because this is what this meeting is about. We want to talk about our occupations and where we are standing at the moment and what is happening after this. And everybody knows that we are regularly attending these meetings. If you want to be part and parcel of Reclaim the City, we're asking each and every individual that is sitting here tonight, whether you are a journalist, whether you are a single parent, whether you are a domestic worker, whether you are someone that is working whatever profile you've got, but when you've got an interest to assist here, then you need to show your interest here. Because we are tired, we cannot fight this battle, three or four people. It's becoming too much. It's becoming really too much. The reason why I'm raising this, comrades, we are caught in a battle. We've been occupying. And the reason why I'm raising this, comrades, we've been occupying this building. Not we are occupying because we are homeless. We are occupying because we are fighting a struggle for the people in the whole Western Cape. And the reason why we occupy the Helen Bouwde site is because we are occupying that site because we want to sustain so that the local government, the provincial government, must release these properties to us for the low-income people in the area. But if we are sitting here tonight and every time telling us we need to attend to our work, then we're going to fill this church like everybody coming to the church on a Sunday and listen to the pastor and walk out of this door and remain the same person and you become a negative person. And every day you come into church, but every Sunday you come into church, but you become an empty person. When you come to a meeting, you must come and receive. But this thing of Reclaim the City is not about the church. We are here to stand together, but it is a battle that we need to fight together. When we are saying tools down, we mean tools down, comrades. I want to give you a small image. I'm working as a carer. Today, I could not go to work. It was like it's a dream come true, and something happened on the site. We could not go to work. I've got two children. I've got two grandchildren. But we could feel something was not right. We live without electricity. We've got no lights. We've got nothing. We live in the darkness. And things are happening with us on that side. And every time we've been preaching this over and over to the people, and then people want to still come and got the decency to come and throw us with stones
when we are fighting for them at the Helen Bowden site, which is not on Comrades. I am so unhappy today standing here fighting for this crowd, not only me, but the majority of the people that are part and parcel of the occupiers that are fighting for everybody that are in need in this whole entire Sea Point. I speak about Sea Point because most of the time we don't get support, guys. And I think from tonight, I think this is going to be the last message that we're going to preach to you guys. We really need, we don't want to be thrown by stones. When we talk about tools down, we are not some come and occupy. We are saying, stand next to us. When we say there is a process that is going to take place, you need to know that there's going to be a protest that is going to take place. Then you need to avail yourself. If I can negotiate that is looking after a patient and someone that is a domestic worker, then my job is also more on stake, like anybody else. Because as much as you have your family, I also have a family, irrespective I'm not married. And I think those are the priorities. And this is what reclaiming the city is about. And we cannot sit here tomorrow, you're gonna say you are sidelined. You are not getting a place, but you forget. When you say, comrades, let us go there, then when you go and go to your work, you don't care, but you don't worry when we others must struggle. It's like, you know, we know Elizabeth, they are always in the forefront, they're gonna go. It's not gonna work like that anymore. Comrades, this thing we had started, and we had started this thing as uneducated people, not people of high profiles, not highly educated people. We could not even speak English, but we managed to occupy this building. We managed to go and speak to the intellectuals with our broken English. We managed to occupy the Helen Bowden and the Sissy Boo site. Up until today, we are not arrested. So who are you? What are you waiting for? Are you waiting now for the food to get ready? So your family is not more important than my family. As much as you love your family, I also love my family and the other comrades that are there. I'm saying this because I'm very heartbroken, comrades. We must get assistance from the Marikana side. We must get people from the townships to come and assist us and fight our battles, whereby we, the comrades of Sea Point, making money, and we are not getting paid. But at the end of the day, the very same comrades want to stand up in these meetings and want to throw us with stones. Comrades, I just want to tell you tonight, we had enough. We had enough. If you are going to tell yourself from tonight, I want you to take this message. And after this meeting, you must decide. You either in or you rather out. But we don't want any more criticism. We don't want any more people to come to the Helen Bowden side and tell us there to call us. This is where we make the decisions in this meeting. Because it's very hard for us. In short notices to call your boss and tell your boss, I cannot come to work. It's very hard for us. Because we also work under pressure, but we don't support each other. So I just want to brief you on that. So we have decided that we're going to get a visitor from Johannesburg. And it's not a young man, though, for those who know me. I'm sorry, I'm not here to hurt anybody, but I just want people to understand how emotional we feel. We sustain these places because the reason why we are there, the people were not there to occupy, then we were there to occupy. Now we are going towards a strategy. We cannot just take people in now at the moment because until next week, because there are rules and the regulations that need to be implemented. We are occupying these sites on a If you want to fight for the struggle, you need to be arrested. That's the only way in this country. Because otherwise you are not going to get anywhere. You have to rest. That is why we mentioned in the beginning, the occupation is not for children. But at least you must show your moral support. But we don't feel that people must throw us off stones. We are not staying there because we are greedy. We are 5 people at the moment in one room. And I know the message has been bringing across that we've got nice flats there. To give you tonight a broader picture. We are staying 5 women in one room. In one room. So if you must have heard that we've got our own flats, then you've got the wrong information. We are waiting for you to come and move in. We haven't moved in because we are scared to stay in our own flats because it's too dark. We are waiting so that we are a lot of people to bump into those rats. All of us together. Comrades, this is a very serious issue. And I want people also to I know there are people that they put their names for occupation, but for those that they came out brave enough to say that they are ready for the occupation, we just want to tell you, if you come and occupy, we cannot tell you that you're not going to be arrested. That's one thing that people must know. Arrested, you're going to be arrested sooner or later, or you might never be arrested. So it's a different thing. But you have to risk it. You have to risk it. So I want us you to listen to somebody. We've got a visitor because he has to go and address people in Woodstock at the moment. And the Sultan Buketan is from Johannesburg. We met him last year. And he had a very nice meeting. And he really made us very strong. He made us strong. And we were mostly a few comrades from Sea Point. And he briefed us how to become strong and how to fight the struggle. And he sat down with us. And I was so privileged to be one of those people that he inspired us. And when he came today, he arrived today and seeing us occupying, and we never got tired. Because the words that he had told us had inspired us in such a manner that we didn't fear no evil anymore. And we have asked our officials to let him come back and give us more because we were starting losing hope now because our comrades weren't there, even if we are calling meetings. I'm not talking about the people that are regularly are coming to the meetings, but if the shoe fits the person, then it suits you. And I'm not here to say, and I respect everybody that is sitting here, and I'm not saying these words of disrespecting people. But I want you to understand, because I'm not standing here because I'm a face buyer tonight, but I want you to know how we feel as occupiers. We are not here because of greediness. And I want you, I'm gonna let him stand up, and I'm gonna give over to him, and let him understand you. What is the occupation about? What did they do in Johannesburg? And he is going to explain to you people how many buildings did they occupy in Johannesburg. Maybe you're going to get more inspired so that we can have a broader picture. What is occupying about? It's not being things. Thank you very much, comrade. Over to you guys.
What loves you?
The reason why I'm saying this. We were
accountable.
We held our meetings under a tree. You have the black for your meetings in the church. That means that God wants that to be heaven. You will be the people that kick it with your legs. I mean to say that God loves you. Why I'm saying this, we. We have lived in a 16th burning floor.
16th floor building.
16th floor burning.
We have 4 months.
There was no water.
There
was no electricity. In the night time, 12 o'clock, then the police are arriving.
Or
1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, the police are arriving.
Kick the doors.
They're kicking the doors open. Then they are shooting at us. With rubber bullets. Then they throw us outside. Then we had to phone our lawyers. Then our lawyers will arrive. Then you will go inside the bank. Then we are sleeping in the
bank. Accept your commands.
Then in the morning we will go to fetch water.
The one that says, back station,
can you see that here I can see where we are going from Sipo to Park Station to go fetch water with big cans. That's why I'm saying that you are lucky. The place where I see it today. It's very clean. The people that are inside there already. You know that place are so clean, like the church here. The reason why I'm saying this. To have a leadership that will watch each other's back. That is not easy for
me.
To lead a person is not easy. Formally, it's very hard. As I'm standing here in front of you, I started this road on 2000. And today,
2017.
I don't say that I know more than other people. But there is a little bit of knowing and challenges that are there. Make sure the person that is going to work with.
Mm-hmm.